Former UK Health Secretary Wes Streeting launches bid to lead Labour and become Prime Minister. Wes Streeting, the former UK Health Secretary, has launched a bid to lead the Labour Party and perhaps become Prime Minister. He sits in the centrist lane and faces competition from Andy Burnham and Angela Rayner. The piece looks at how recent losses and pressure on Keir Starmer set the stage for this challenge and what Streeting's bid could mean for the party and its future. It notes that a win in Parliament would intensify the contest and keep Burnham in the frame for leadership, a race that now seems likely, though not yet formalised by lawmakers. Wes Streeting announced his bid to lead Labour and possibly become Prime Minister. Labour losses in regional elections and Starmer's fall in popularity spark the challenge. Streeting is seen as centrist and faces Andy Burnham and Angela Rayner in the race. If Streeting wins, Burnham could run for Labour leadership. MPs haven't formally started the process. Streeting warns about rising nationalist and far-right forces and criticizes internal party distrust. Streeting launches bid to lead Labour and I the Prime Minister role. Wes Streeting, the former UK Health Secretary, declared his bid to become Labour leader and possibly Prime Minister. The move follows a harsh election setback for the party and growing pressure on Keir Starmer amid controversy and slipping public support. Leadership contest dynamics. Streeting, aligned with the party's centrist wing, faces competition from Andy Burnham and Angela Rayner for the top job. Analysts say Burnham could seek the leadership if Streeting wins a seat in Parliament, a path that many see as likely, though MPs have not formally started the process yet. Political context and public mood. The development comes as Labour suffered large losses in regional elections, with seats falling across many areas, while Reform UK, the far-right group, gained ground. Streeting described the results as unprecedented, noting rising nationalist sentiment and warning that Reform UK could threaten the country's values and future unity. Critique of government and internal issues. Streeting argued the party's decline reflects the government's unpopularity and policy missteps, such as reducing fuel support in winter. He also criticized what he called a lack of internal dialogue with supporters and activists, noting a drop in confidence among progressives toward Labour. Conclusion. The bid by Wes Streeting signals a pivotal moment for Labour, anchoring the party's centrist trajectory as it confronts Andy Burnham and Angela Rayner for the leadership. Emerging from a period of regional losses and declining polls for Keir Starmer, the contest is framed by rising nationalist sentiment and the challenge posed by Reform UK to the party's unity and future prospects. Streeting argues that Labour must rebuild internal trust, reinvigorate dialogue with supporters, and present a credible alternative to government missteps. Should Streeting secure a seat and lead Labour, the leadership race would intensify, keeping Burnham in contention and forcing MPs to address the party's direction, cohesion, and appeal to voters across regions. Ultimately, the outcome will shape Labour's ability to regain public confidence and pursue a path toward national leadership amid a changing political mood. Frequently asked questions, what did Wes Streeting announce about Labour leadership? He said he is running to lead Labour and could become Prime Minister. He aims to replace Keir Starmer as party leader. Who are Streeting's main rivals in the leadership race? Andy Burnham and Angela Rayner are his main rivals. The contest is shaping up as a centrist vs other wings clash. What did Streeting say about Labour's regional election losses? He called the losses unprecedented. He warned about Reform UK and nationalist trends. He blamed government unpopularity and policy missteps.